Wasn't he Bolivian? I think he was Bolivian.
He was Argentinian.
Yeah.
He wasn't Cuban.
No.
No.
No. There was a story where Fidel was like, who here is an economist? And Che Guevara raised his hand and, you know, he destroyed the economy. But there's an excerpt where he says, I thought he said communist.
And, you know, that's what ruined Cuba. Just one little misunderstanding.
Yeah, just one Argentinian who was just there for the ride.
Yeah, he just came in. He's like, what's up, guys?
He's like, I heard y'all wanted communism.
Yo, communism, fucked up beards, I'm in. Yeah, I am in.
Yeah, fucked up beards. Everyone loves that picture of him. But if you look at him, his beard is trash.
Dude, I can't talk. Right. So, like, I'm on the front lines of communism with my facial hair. Oh, I gotta see your set. So, send me the download link.
Is it still up?
Did you download it already?
I downloaded
it. I put mine on YouTube, but I have it, like, private. So, unless I send you the link, you can't watch it.
I need to do that. I need to do that.
I have all my videos on YouTube, but I think only three of them are public. Everything else is just, like, for me to reference if I'm, like, rewriting or tweaking. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, how did I say that this time? But
that one I should, So I have it downloaded onto my computer, but I need to post it. I kind of want to trim it. Like, you know how it has that, like, Broadway clip in the beginning? I kind of want to get that out of there.
Yeah, I was actually, like, I was trying to be a smart ass. So, like, I downloaded it on my phone, and my phone was, like, open it with media player. And I was like, my phone definitely has a media player. And it's, like, error. And I'm like, fuck! I was like, damn!
Yeah, I might airdrop it to my phone and then trim the clip on my phone.
Yeah.
I just need to do the ends.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have Adobe Premiere, and then I tried to update something, and then
all that stuff on here.
Oh, really?
So, like, I thought this computer was dead and gone, so I told my friend, I'm like, yeah, I got to record a podcast, but I don't have a computer. He's like, oh, man, I got an extra one. You want it? I was like, yeah. And he gave it to me. It's got Premiere. It's got Photoshop. It's got audio software. This is like a dream come true.
And it's just on there permanently.
Yeah, like, I can make all my own flyers. I don't have to pay anyone. I have all that access right there. It's awesome.
Yeah, I lost all that shit, so I'm stuck making that shit on PowerPoint.
There's a website called Canva.
Canva's good.
Canva, yeah. That's what I've been using. Like, I use Photoshop, and then I go on Canva and make it all up. It's perfect, and it's free, and you get all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can, like, it's cool, because most of these things, like, they charge you to save. Like, that's where they get you. You can make it all for free, but then you hit save. It's like, all right, that's for premium. They're like, nah, here, just save it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. But how long have you been doing comedy?
This month is about 2 years. Like, legit 2 years. Like, I took a class and then I started doing it.
Where did you take the class? Because, like, where do you take classes for comedy?
So, I took a class at Laughing Buddha Comedy in New York.
Okay, and that's, like, your home spot?
Yeah, because they have the biggest, like, open mic organization in
New York. In the
city? Yeah.
Which
is probably, like, the world, I guess, if you're at biggest in New York City.
That's true. I could see that.
Yeah, so I took a class with them, and then I had done a few classes with them over the summer. I'd do some of their mics over summers when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
So I had started, like, maybe 5 years ago, but, you know, it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I'd do, like, one or two open mics in a summer and be like, yeah, I'm doing comedy.
Yeah, but now it's like, are you hitting them, like, more consistent?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you hitting, like, 3-4 a week?
Yeah.
All in the city?
Yeah, but, like, keep in mind, I'm from Connecticut, you're from Connecticut. It's a pain in the ass.
But I feel like that makes you better, though, having to compete in the city. Because I feel like that's just a tougher crowd, like, to get them going.
I mean, I've really only done the city,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I feel like you're going to do a Connecticut show, and you're just going to be like, wow, this was nothing compared to the city.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Connecticut show, my first Connecticut show this Thursday.
At our house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I can't go. What time's the show?
8 p.m.
I can't go. I hope you do good. I hope you kill it so you can get on the Saturday show.
Thanks. I hope so. I mean, if Connecticut's supposed to be that much easier.
No, I wouldn't say it's easier. I just feel like going from Connecticut to New York probably is a tougher transition than going from New York to Connecticut.
Okay.
Because, like, it's still rough here to get people, but I feel like if you're in New York City, you've already had, like, a tough crowd. So, like, a tough New York City crowd is, like, probably more intense than a Connecticut crowd.
Yeah.
Just because I just feel like New Yorkers are just, like...
So progressive.
Like, make me fucking laugh, man.
Well, you know? Yeah, it's either super progressive and you gotta like really watch what you say, like mm-hmm. you gotta be on your shit, or like you said, like make me laugh.
Does that, do you feel like that like hinders your comedy? Like, do you have to watch what you say, or are you pretty much just like
A little bit, but it's just like, you know, you could say what you want, just be funny about it and like be smart about it.
I could fuck with, like, if it's funny, it's not really offensive. But like if you hear dropping N-bombs like the dude from Seinfeld, like that's not funny.
That's,
you know, I forget his name. I think it was Kramer.
Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Kramer.
Yeah, like you're dropping N-bombs and then you're like, oh,
you can't watch Seinfeld the same.
Yeah, I never liked Seinfeld. It was a weird show because of him to me. Like he made it weird.
Right, yeah. Well, you know what? If you watch Seinfeld now, people are like, oh, it was ahead of its time. Like, well,
like, yeah,
maybe in the 80s, 90s, but if you watch it now, all of the episodes' problems could be solved with a smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of them.
Could you imagine, like, watching Happy Days with, like, one of them has a cell phone, and they're like, yeah, why are we worried about this? Like, yeah. Google it, Fonzie. You can't jump those sharks.
Yeah, I was talking to this older guy. He's like, I never liked Seinfeld. And I'm like, why, Kenny? And he's like, because they say it's a show about nothing. But it's not about nothing. It's about four stupid people trying to get laid.
Four dumb motherfuckers.
I thought about it. I was like, they are all trying to get
laid. It's three weird dudes trying to fuck one girl who doesn't want to fuck them.
Well, no, she fucked Jerry a few times.
George? Did she? See, I've never watched Seinfeld, so I was just assuming that they were just, I mean, unfuckables.
At first glance, that's what you think.
Yeah, you look at it, you're like, okay, three unfuckables and a solid six.
No, for some reason, they're all fucked up people, but they all get buns.
Even the little bald dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. George Costanza?
He's probably one of the funniest guys in that show.
Well, he's just funny looking. Like, he's just a funny looking dude.
But he sounds funny, and he's so sporadic.
I know there's, like, a mailman in that show.
Oh, yeah, Newman, the mailman.
And that's, like, isn't that the dude from, like, Jurassic Park that gets eaten by that?
Yeah, with the shaving can, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know his name, but he's just a funny dude.
He's a funny dude. I'm pretty sure he was also the T-Rex in Toy Story.
Was he? That's funny if he was. That's cool. I love the T-Rex.
I think.
Did you see the new Toy Story?
Yeah, man.
Did you? I didn't see it. Was it good?
Yeah, it had me emotional. And I like
more emotional than the third one? Because when they went down the garbage compactor and they held hands, I was like, y'all got me fucked up, Disney.
Yeah, I remember that scene. I was sitting next to my
dad. I'm like, this is for kids?
Yeah, right.
I was like, come on, man. Like, you're hurting me.
Yeah, I was sitting next to my dad and I was like, yo, I can't cry next to my father in an animated film.
Meanwhile, your dad is just fucking weeping and shit.
Now he like watched the movie. He's like, all right, that was good.
All right. Up and leaves. You want empanadas? Let's go. Like, who's some of your favorite comedians?
Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, and no one really agrees with me on this last one. The first comedian I really got into and really enjoyed was Dane Cook.
Oh, I loved old school Dane Cook.
Yeah,
like the Kool-Aid Man bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I saw him around that time. Like, it was amazing. And then he just got weird. But apparently he did, like, a huge comeback, and he's like, Dane Cook is back now. But
I saw him at Radio City.
Did you? Recently?
Yeah,
he September. Was at Mohegan, and I was like, oh, I wanted to go. He was at Mohegan in October. How was it?
Yeah. I love Dane, but it was a lot of the same. I mean, well, what I love about Dane is he'll say something that only I will laugh at. Like, he was doing more crowd work in Radio City than I would expect him to.
Yeah.
And he was doing, he said this thing, he was doing crowd work with this woman, and at one point he goes, jeez, what the fuck, lady? And, like, no one laughed, but I'm in the back of Radio City cackling, because this is the way he delivered it. It was mad funny to me. But, like, what I love about him is his, like, setups. This is where it's like a gamble, I think. Is what did he say? Yeah, he said he was describing someone who was sad. He's like, she was so sad, so crestfallen.
Like, yeah, the words he uses is just like, where do you think of that shit?
Like, what the fuck does that mean? And like, my boy who wasn't laughing the whole time laughed at crestfallen, but like, And that's just like the setup for like his joke. Like, yeah. He tries so hard to make his setups funny.
Yeah, because he's already getting you laughing, and then the punchline's just going to knock you out.
Yeah. But I think the hard part with that is sometimes you spend so much time on the setup. But the setups are also like punchlines.
Yeah.
But you know it's something else. And if you're not laughing at the setup, you kind of get impatient. Like, I was starting to get impatient. I'm like, yo, get to the joke, Dane. And
maybe come that, on, Dane.
Maybe that's just, like, because I'm a comic now.
Yeah.
But...
And you're just like, give me the funny, man.
Yeah. When I was younger, I loved all of his shit.
Do you still watch a lot of comedy? Because I know a lot of comedians say once they start doing it, they don't really watch as much.
That's true. I probably watch less now.
See, I think there's something wrong with me. I think I got, like, 4 specials left on Netflix that I have to watch.
Like, out of the entire library? Out of
all the library, all of them. Like, I'll just sit there and I'll just binge watch comedy. Like, while I'm at work, I'm listening to, like, comedy albums. Like, I just, I love.
But can you enjoy it?
I thoroughly enjoy it. But then again, like, I don't.
Oh, well, you have, like, you have, like, a government job, right?
Yeah, I'm just walking around all day.
Like, I'm on the computer. I can't be listening to, like, comedy and looking at spreadsheets.
But, like, when I'm home on my day off, I'll sit around and just watch specials. Like, I watched Whitney Cummings' latest special a couple days ago. It was hilarious. I saw Chappelle's. That was fucking awesome.
So funny.
Bill Burr's was hilarious.
I love Bill Burr.
Who else? I know Gabriel Iglesias is dropping a new one on Netflix soon.
Oh, good. I've been wondering about
him. What's his name? The dude with the puppets.
Jeff Dunham?
Jeff Dunham dropped a new special on Netflix.
He did?
Yeah, and he did it at Bridgeport, the arena, and I went. And he went for 2 hours.
Bruh.
Dude, he did 2 hours, and the first half hour was just him, no puppets. And that first half hour was hysterical. Like, that, I couldn't... Like, I used to like him, but he kind of went the way of Dane, where I kind of got over him. But seeing him live, I'm like, dude, you went for 2 fucking hours.
Can you imagine, like, just telling straight jokes for 2 hours?
Dude, and they were all funny. It wasn't like any of you were like, all right. But all of them were just... hitting. I can't wait to get to that point. I don't know how you get there. Like, there's got to be something more than just writing. Like, you can't just write good stuff, because, like, I write a lot. It's not all good.
No, I don't even write. I just kind of, like, live my life, think of something and be like, oh, that's kind of funny, let me say it on stage. And then there's something called writing on stage, which is kind of like what I do, and you just kind of, like, try shit out.
Yeah.
And
is that when you, like, you walk up on stage with just an idea, and then you're like, let's see where it...
Yeah, you can kind of go up there with pieces
and
see if any of it
is... Yeah, actually, I did that at Broadway. I went up there with pieces of a joke, and I tried it out.
You did it in an audition show.
Yeah, I did it at the audition show, because we're Cuban. I don't give a fuck. I just risk it all. Risk it for the biscuit. And it worked out. He was really complimentary about it. Because, like, it was a callback. Like, I incorporated a callback into, like, a completely random joke. And it ended up working out. And I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, yeah, it was good. You should do more. And I was like, all right. Fuck yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, how was the critiques for you? Like, was it really informative? Real helpful?
No.
No, I'm fucking great.
No, he gave me one suggestion. Like, one correction.
Yeah.
Which I might be doing now. And that's why I'm kind of close to the mic now. He said... You had the mic a little too far away from your mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. But because I'm used to, like, smaller rooms.
Uh-huh.
And he said, when you're in a bigger room like that, you need to have your voice carry.
Yeah.
And he said, it was like that for maybe, like, the first minute and a half. Uh-huh. But then you fixed it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, good.
Yeah, it might have, because I know when I went up, I was a little low, but that was because I was holding the mic away, and I couldn't hear myself. So I'm like, oh, if I can't hear myself, then they probably can't hear me.
Yeah.
So then...
I had some jitters. I don't know about you.
No, I had so many jitters. I was so nervous the whole time, because that was... It's 200 people in there. Like, that was scary as shit.
Oh, I was nervous because my girlfriend was sitting in the front row looking at me with all my friends behind her. So if I sucked, they would let her hear it, or vice versa.
Oh, so your table was up front, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they take any pictures of that night? Did Castro take any pictures?
Castro did not. Castro was, man, having the time of his life.
Should have taken pictures of me. I needed them shots.
We had an inside joke. Me, Castro, my friend Pat, and his brother Alex. I don't know if you know the Bartholomew brothers.
No.
All right. Well, They told me a story the week before about how they went to Comic-Con and Alex kind of looks a little bit like Chadwick Boseman, but a little smaller. So he went as like mini Black Panther. And someone saw Castro dressed as like Darth Vader or something, but he's much bigger than Alex, but he was behind Alex. So this woman said, like, "Oh, I want a picture, I want a picture." And Alex didn't realize that she was pointing over him. And he's confused and he's like, "Who, me?" And they gave him like this little voice, like Cash was telling the story. Cash, you know Cash, when he tells stories, he like goes full on with the voice impressions. Yeah. So he makes Alex sound like wee Alex, like just mad small, like wee Alex. And he's just like, and then Alex was like, "Who, me?" So I told them, I was like, "Yo, if y'all come to the show, I'll put 'Who, me?' into one of my jokes."
Did you?
I did, yeah. And it worked so well. And I did it like really early too. It was probably like the second or third joke. And they weren't like, they knew I said I was going to do it.
But they were like,
they had no idea when or what the context. And you just
dropped it right away.
I just dropped it and they were just like, I don't know. Like, there's a video of that my friend sent me, but it's after the fact. But you can still see them like laughing. And it's like, when I said that joke, I saw them like turn their body. And just, like, you know, when you laugh, you have to, like, turn away.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you're laughing at. Like, they had a physical reaction, and then they came back to center.
Dude, I was flopping a little bit at the beginning. Like, I was, like, my opening joke hit, and then I get into the next joke. People were kind of like, But then there was this older Black guy sitting in the front, like, just stoic. And I think I was talking about, like, eating pussy. And I looked at him, and I was like, "You know what I'm talking about, right, my man?" He goes, "Hell yeah." I was like, "Yeah." And like after that, I was like, "All right, I got this."
Oh yeah, they were older.
Yeah, it was just like an older Black dude. He was sitting there, he was just sitting there like, "I don't want to fucking be here" face. So I'm like, "All right, he's definitely here to support somebody. I got to make him at least smile at me."
He might have been, I don't know. Well, there was one guy. It was another Black comic. I don't know if they were with him or another older guy. Because I think there was only like two or three on the lineup.
Dude, I wanted to see the dude in the wheelchair so bad. I heard he was hysterical.
I heard he was great.
Like, I was so mad that they didn't let us watch the show.
Right.
Like, I really wanted to watch a lot of comics.
I did too, and especially for this, because my friend who's in the audience, he's also a comic. He said some guy is up there, and he was doing his jokes, and then he's just like, he wasn't very good, and from what I heard, and he's just like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot everything." People are trying to help him. They're like, "You were talking about work."
Oh, that was apparently the dude. He went on after me.
Oh, after you?
Yeah. So he had made me super nervous beforehand because I'm like, "Oh, this dude's great." Because he was asking me, he's like, "How long have you been doing comedy?" I'm like, "I'm about to hit 2 years." And he goes, "Yeah, I've been doing this for 11 years. I went, "Oh, shit." I was like, should not be here. What? I was like, "These dudes are 11-year vets, 5-year vets." I'm like, "I shouldn't be here right now." And then he went on after me, so I'm like, "All right, I'm going to watch this." And then he's like, "Yeah, I forgot my shit." And I went, "Oh, snap." I was like, this sucks.
Get fucked.
But he kind of flipped it around, though. Like, he did make, like, him forgetting his bits a bit. So he got a lot of laughs, but then he didn't even do, like, the full five. He was just like, "Yeah, I really forgot everything." He's like, "All right, my name's blah, 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 blah." And he left.
Oh, my God.
I can only imagine what his phone call was like, if he even got the phone call.
I'm sure he got the phone call.
That phone, like, if he answered the phone call. Because, I mean, like, I feel like if that happened to me, I'd be like, "I don't even want to know."
Wait, when you got the phone call, was the booker telling you about some crazy person?
Who kept calling him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called me, like, three times. He's like, "I'm sorry, Paul. I'm really sorry." And then he'd, like, hang up.
And then he was like, "This person's call has, like, 15 times already?"
Yes.
Was it a woman? And he's like, dude, if he said the same thing to us, it was all fake. He was testing us for some reason. But he was like, he goes, "Yeah, if I end up going missing or dying, like, you're a witness, right?" And I was like, "Sure. Okay, man." It was really weird. He's like, "Yo, this person's called me like 15 times already in 3 minutes." And I'm like, they really want to know.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, now you got me thinking, was that real? Or maybe it was us on the phone at the same time, and he was just...
No, because I was on the train, and he's like, hey, is this a good time? And I just sat down on the Metro North to Connecticut, mm-hmm. and this was so stupid. This guy, I said, hey, excuse me, can I sit there? Because it's a crowded train, I'm trying to sit. Like, I got flat, wide feet. Standing for me sucks. So yeah. I was like, I'm trying to sit.
I think that's just called Cuban foot, because I got them too.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might just be Cuban foot.
Maybe we just kind of evolved our feet to be more like flippers.
To swim better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Can you imagine if we had an Olympic swim team? It'd be over for the rest of the world. Michael Phelps, who?
We really don't have a swim team, right?
I don't know, because they're all here.
Ryan Lochte's half Cuban.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah. He's also a jackass.
Well, we're not all good.
Yeah.
You know, there's that Fidel guy. He's kind of a piece of shit. He's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, right. So this guy, he gets up and then he sits back down. He sits down like hard and he like kind of like bumps like with his arm. And I'm like, all right, like relax.
Calm down, guy.
So then I'm like waiting. And then as soon as I sit down, I get the fucking call. And I was like, hello, hello. And he's just like, yeah, this is a good time. I was like, yo, I just sat down on the train. Like, I don't want to lose service in the tunnel or something. And he's like, all right, like, man, I call you Monday. And I was like, he's like, no, actually, I know you want to hear back now. So let me call some more people instead, and then I'll call you. And I'm like, duh, like, why wouldn't you, like, be like, all right, yeah, like, I'll call you back in, like, 20 minutes. Like,
yeah, when he did that to
he
me.
He still had mad people to call still.
Yeah, when he did that to me, he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, can I call you back Monday? I was like, no, like, I'll be up. You can call me back as soon as you're done. I was like, I'll be waiting. I was like, or if you want, I'll call you in 20 minutes. I think I ended up calling him.
Yeah.
And he answered. And he's like, oh, well, hey.
Yeah,
like, so, I don't want to wait till Monday, dude. I'm having anxiety.
I
like,
didn't want to wait. Yeah, that's crazy. I already had to wait so long anyway.
Yeah, I had to wait for the video. I'm like, God.
Yeah, so I was like, excuse me, sir, I gotta get up. And he goes, and then he gets up and he's just like, what is your problem,
man? Dude, why
like,
so?
Shut the fuck up. Then I walked in like three cars away. I was like, I don't want anything to do with this dude because I'm trying to take a phone call. I don't want to like square up with some dude on the train.
Like in the middle of getting like your review, like, hold on, I got to show these hands real quick.
Right. So I'm in like the middle of this fucking vestibule and I was just like, fuck this. And I go in like the sliding Metro North door bathroom stall. And I'm sitting there like on the phone in the toilet. He's like, all right, Paul, write this down. And he's like, do you have a pen? And I was like, yeah, I have a pen. And then I was like, fuck, I don't have a notebook. So I grabbed there was an empty toilet paper roll, and I just write on the roll, like, around the roll. Because I didn't want to, like, risk, like, ripping some paper off and then writing a hole through it. So I was, like, writing on the toilet paper around, like, the circumference of this roll. And I have it in my backpack still. But I transferred it to my phone since, in case I lose this toilet paper. But people are, like, knocking.
You got to keep that toilet paper roll forever, man.
It's so stressful.
Dude, that sounds... Well, that's, you know...
And yeah, and then after all... Despite all that, I'm, like, in the stall on the toilet. He's like, oh, I gotta call you back. There's a crazy person on the show. I don't know if you knew them or what, but they're just out of their fucking mind.
It was the chick who came late. Remember she, like, started cursing in the hallway?
No.
Oh, you weren't out there for that? Yo, so I'm sitting in the hallway just waiting.
Wait, the blonde girl?
No, it was, like, some little black lady. She, like, came in, and he's like, can I help you? She goes, yeah, I'm here for the show. He goes, you're late. She goes, I'm going to fuck, I'm here. And she just walked away. And he goes, all right. And just walked away. And I'm like, well, I hope she does well. Because, like, if you're going to come in with that much attitude, you better be a killer.
Oh, wait. Sorry. My friend, who's another open mic host with me, who's the comic in the audience who's telling me about that guy who forgot all of his material.
Yeah, that was... Ooh, they were really trying to help him. I think it was his girl. She was like, baby, talk about work.
Yeah, he's yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like work. Nah, I don't got it. I was like, man.
Well, anyway, my friend in the audience told me that that girl is banned from our open mics because she's such an asshole.
Ah, okay. So she's... Okay, so yeah. That explains a lot. But she just came with mad attitude. Everyone's like, what the fuck? She came in, like, threw her bags down.
How do you do that?
Like, how do you come a half hour late to a show, and then you're mad about it? Like, it's not our fault.
It's an opportunity, and you're acting like a dickhead? Like, I don't understand. Yeah, like,
what'd I do to you?
It doesn't make any sense.
So, what are you up to tonight? You're hosting the Buddha mic?
Yeah, I'm hosting the mic Sunday.
Did you get that big... Oh, I didn't mean to play footsies.
No, it's all good.
But it didn't hurt, though. It was gentle.
Yeah, I got shoes on.
But, like, so how, you got the hosting gig because you were a regular comic there, or, and they like you, or?
Well, so I, like I said, I took some of their classes over the summer, or I do, like, two of their mics over the summer. So they knew my name because it's Paul Valdez Rodriguez. It's a very distinct name. Yeah, I've
never heard anyone like that.
Yeah.
So
they were like, all right, yeah. Like, I took a class with him, with the guy who runs the school. He knew me. I did a few of his bringer shows, and he was always really nice. Jeff Lawrence is his name.
Okay.
And
shout out Jeff Lawrence.
Shout out Jeff Lawrence and Laugh at Buddha Comedy. Plug. And
just cheap plugging away.
I don't care. I love that. The whole organization is great.
Shout I gotta get out there. I really wanted to, but we ended up, we were going to go last week, and then my friend's buddy's uncle died.
Mm.
Then my other friend Chris, his had car problems. So I was like, dude. I didn't get to sign up because I signed up too late, which is weird that you told me I was on the list, but it wouldn't let me sign up. So that was really strange.
That was so strange.
It was so odd.
Yeah.
But then I ended up getting invited to do a contest up in like almost New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Oh, I remember
you told me about that.
And we drove 3 hours there.
How'd it go? You didn't win?
No, I didn't win. I feel like I don't want to go into those horrible details, but I feel like I was overlooked. Because I was an out-of-stater.
Oh.
And I was like, I smell fishiness here.
Yeah.
But, no, I want to go to that mic so bad.
It's a fun mic. I mean, I host the Fridays also.
How's the Friday? A good turnout, like, as far as comedians, audience members?
Yeah, so, like, it's always fully booked with comics, and then you get a lot of people off the street.
Do you have to sign up in advance?
You do. Yeah, especially for that one because it books up fast.
Okay.
Because it's like a Friday and Saturdays, 8:30 and 10:30 are considered like the prime time mics because that's when you do get people who are out on dates or you got guys who.
What about like after Thanksgiving?
Football. Huh?
After Thanksgiving. Is it like, do they do the mic or is it more like a show? Because you figure people are around for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a, like.
Like, will
they call it a mic show because it's those prime times.
Okay.
But.
So it was like a mix of like amateurs and some pros or whatever.
Well, what do we call a pro?
Like a regular, like it's someone who's like been around for a while.
Yeah, then
like,
yes.
Like someone who like headlines like New York clubs and shit, or like features regularly. That's what I mean. That's what I consider a pro. Like if I'm doing a pro show, it's like whoever's on the top of the bill. Like he's a pro. If he's getting a headliner, he's getting headlining spots regularly.
Well, then I wouldn't say pros, but like
good credits.
Definitely regular. Aspiring.
Like comics. Veteran. Yes. Aspiring. Okay. Yeah, like
open mic vets.
Like people who could go out and do a show by themselves and they don't have to do mics.
Some of them, not all of them. Like okay. Since I'm hosting there for 2 years, I see the progression. Like some people I've seen, they just stop showing up because one, they quit, or two, they've gotten so much better that they've been doing other things.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped going. I used to go to the Stress Factory all the time, but then I started getting like on other shows and it's like I don't have time to go there because like on a Wednesday I'm doing another show or whatever, but then when I went back I was like, oh man, this feels right, like cause I like now I know what I'm doing on this stage.
That's good.
But I would definitely recommend getting on there.
I was supposed to go this Wednesday, but I got a fucking fever. I was at work and I was like, yo, this man colds, and I was like, I'm getting the chills.
Am I sick right
now? Yeah, and then I got sick for like 3 days. It was awful.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, they do. So you sign up for the Stress Factory. If they pick you, you get 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get an email getting picked, you can just show up and sign up for a 5 minute spot.
What time is it?
It's 7:30.
I could probably. I'd get there late. Unless I came off the train.
Yeah, if you got off the train in Bridgeport, you just walk right up the street. It's literally maybe 5 minute walk from the train station.
Yeah, I could probably. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, you should definitely do it. I gotta sign up again. But this Wednesday. What am I doing this Wednesday? I don't know what I'm doing this Wednesday. I know one Wednesday I'm at the casino. Is it Thursday? Yeah, you gotta do the casino shows too. Those are fun. They're bringers, but they're fun.
Okay. So, how do you feel about doing bringers?
They're a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Like, I hate doing it, but I know why I have to do it, because realistically, I ain't nobody.
Right.
So, like, But I can be the best one on a bringer. But
yeah.
But then, like, from bringers, I've gotten spots. So, like, I can't complain.
This is the first time that Broadway show was when I did a bringer and got spots.
Yeah, like, I did a bringer at the casino, and then I got put on two shows in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
And then I did the show in Massachusetts and got put on another show in Massachusetts. So, usually if I do a show, I try to leave with another show in my pocket.
That's good.
Because if I'm traveling an hour, there better be something else in there for me. Like, yeah. There gotta be, like, something under the surface.
Yeah.
So, because, like, driving to Massachusetts for, like, 2-3 hours and then, like, coming back with nothing sucks. Like, this last time I met a couple of comedians and they told me about, like, festivals and stuff. So now I have festivals I can just sign up for.
Well, it's not as easy as signing up sometimes. You
gotta
submit.
Well, yeah, you submit videos and thank God I got that Broadway. I got that Broadway video, yeah. So I hope that was good. I wish I recorded last night's set.
You didn't record it?
Nah.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have a camera set up, because they usually do, but they didn't. And then my girl was there, her phone died.
That's
and I'm like, that's purposeful.
Damn.
Your phone didn't die, you shut it off conveniently.
Damn.
But.
What I hate about bringers is I try to get my guests, and I'm like, they're like, what time does the show start? I'm like, 8. And they're like, is it okay if I come at 8:30?
No.
And I'm like, yo, if a movie starts at 8, would you show up at 8:30? No.
They're assholes. Dude,
why would you do that?
I picked all my bringers for the Broadway show. I set up a Facebook event like 4 months in advance.
Oh, wow.
I had 13 people sign up, like, saying they were going. The Friday before the show, 11 of them bailed on me.
Damn.
So I had to scramble to get 7 people. And I only got 6, and he let me slide.
Wow.
And I was just like, fuck.
You know what? Actually, I barely got to go on because so many of mine canceled, but I found out when he was briefing us backstage, my cousin texted me, he was like, hey man, I got food poisoning, like, I'm not going to be able to make it. And he texted me that at like 5:30, show starts at 6. I was like, oh yeah, sure you did, Brian.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it turns out he did. He actually got food poisoning at the show. Like, he showed up to Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Signed in with his girlfriend, so I got 2 guests, and then he got sick and left before the show even started.
No shit. So it counted?
I don't know.
It had to.
They ticked him, but
it had to count.
I
guess. Maybe that was the empty seat I used to point out that my dad didn't show up to the show during my set.
My parents only came to one of my shows once, and it was probably the worst show I was ever a part of. It was some independent producer at Broadway, mm-hmm. put on his own show. He reached out to me on Facebook, and I was just like, maybe a year in. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, like, I'll do that.
Yeah, New York City, hell yeah, man.
Horrible idea, because there was only like 7 comics. One, like, pro who's been on like a real TV show or something. And all the comics sucked. I was the best one, which, if I'm the best one and I'm a year in,
that said something.
Not a good sign.
Yeah.
The host was like high on drugs and just disgusting looking and drunk and an asshole. And he looked like he drank butter.
That was a commercial break. You said he looks like he drinks butter, and my laptop was like, that's offensive, and just stopped recording. Fucking liberal Max.
But I remember at one point he's like, what's your name? And I was like, Paul Vladisarius, do you want me to write it down on a piece of paper for you? And he's like, what? And I was like, I can write it down on a piece of paper for you. And he's just like, fuck you. And he left. And the guy who put on the show was like, I looked at him and he goes, I think he said good luck. And I was like, I don't think that's what he said.
I was like, I don't think that's what he said at all. I think he said fuck you.
He came back and he like threw a notebook at me and he's like, here's your piece of paper. And I was like, I just said this. I could have a piece of paper to write my name for you to memorize my name.
Yeah. Do people mess up your name?
All the time.
I hate it.
Even the fucking host at Broadway. He's like, what's your name? I was like, Valdez Rodriguez. And he goes, Paul Valdez Rodriguez. And I was like, who's named Valdez?
Dude, I hate when they fuck up
it's
my
not
name.
Even, it doesn't even phonetically make sense.
It really doesn't. Like, my last name is Sierra. Like, the mist and the mountains. That's it. You say these things all the time.
Yeah.
But yet, I get called Ciara. One lady called me Manny Sarah. And I'm like, yo.
Yo, actually, the worst offense I've gotten was I got mail from Victoria's Secret this week. for Paula Rodriguez.
That was one of your friends fucking with you.
I was like, this is...
This is not right.
You know this is a man's house. Like, you trying to, like, get me to buy shit for my girlfriend? Too bad. She already went, fuck you, Victoria.
I deliver Victoria's Secret catalogs to houses that I know there's only a man who lives in there who has no girlfriend. So, I'm like, I guess when you can't afford Playboy, you just sign up for Victoria's Secret.
I'm telling you, I did not sign up. Because I've never purchased
anything. I think it was Castro. Castro signed you up.
What a fucking dick.
Fucking jackass. It was so nice to see him. I hadn't seen him in about 10 years at that point. Because I've known Castro since we were like in kindergarten.
Castro knew Drunk Paul via Snapchat for years.
Drunk Paul? Does Drunk Paul not exist anymore? Or is he just relaxed?
He's just not here right now. Drunk Paul is a villain and a bastard.
Does Drunk Paul do comedy?
No, I forbade him. Well, I used to drink when I got on stage, but, you know, Jeff Lawrence at Laughing Buddha, he's like, you know, you don't want to drink. You don't want to get high. Would you show up drunk and high to your job? And I was like, no. And he was like, so why would you do it to this if you're taking it seriously? I was like,
that makes a lot of sense. They tell me that all the time, but I was so blasted on stage at Broadway. Dude, I had just, like, finished smoking. Like, we pulled up, and then I went downstairs, signed in, went back out, met with my boy, smoked, and went back down and chilled, and just waited till they put me on. And I was like, I was on cloud nine when I got on that stage.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like, I don't know, it didn't bother me, it didn't affect me as much.
My girlfriend said you were really funny.
I feel like being drunk would fuck me up.
Well, yeah, I don't smoke, so if I drank, I'd be, like, slurring my words.
Well, you know, if your girlfriend thought I was funny, then that's pretty sweet.
You probably did a good job.
Probably did a good job.
She's a dick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think my girl said you were funny, too. She's also a dick. Oh. Well, then, all right. Maybe when I said I was Cuban, she goes, oh, shit, another one.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah,
he's probably she's funny. Probably
like, no, because she's Colombian. She's like, you're the only Cuban I've ever met, except for maybe, like, this one other kid, Javier. Like, right, him.
Javier. She's probably like, oh, maybe they're cousins or something. Like,
She's like, yeah, I don't really see any. She's like, there's not a lot of you. I'm like, there are. We're just not in Connecticut.
Yeah. Do you ever ask your dad why here? Or were they always here?
No, he's actually always New York, but I guess you work in New York, you just want to move to the burbs, either here or Jersey.
See, my grandparents came from Cuba straight to Connecticut, and I'm like, why? Like, Miami's 90 miles away, and it's exactly the same. You came so here? Weird.
Yeah.
And, like, my dad hates the summer. He's, like, the worst Cuban ever. He hates the summer. He loves the winter.
That's so funny.
I'm like, dude, you are an abomination, dude.
Well, actually, my dad loves the winter, too.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I guess it's just the contrast.
It's got to be, because I hate it. I hate the winter. I hate it so much. I
don't mind it. I was talking to some older guy, and I don't know how we got on this stupid-ass conversation, but it was like, what's your favorite season? And he's always like, it's always the next one. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
All right.
Because he said that, like, oh, it's fall. You're like, oh, yeah, like, leaves are falling. There's fucking fall off already. I want to see some snow. And then you're like, all right, snow's cool, but it's brick as fuck.
Yeah, like,
Come on, spring.
And then spring
you're like,
comes.
Spring, you're like, this is nice, but like, let's get some fucking sun. I need a tan.
It's so goddamn hot.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
why can't the leaves fall? Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to use that now. What's your favorite season? The next one.
Yeah.
Every other season I fuck with.
He said it with such, like, this air about him. He's like, it's always the next
just
one.
It's the next one, bro. Come on. Duh. Obviously, you knew it was that. So, what shows do you have coming up besides Our House this Thursday, Norwalk, Connecticut? Your hometown show.
Yeah.
First bringer in Connecticut.
First show
in First show in Connecticut.
Ever.
Hometown show.
Yeah.
Bringing the friends and family out.
I'm trying to ask all my friends, but they're the ones like, can I come at 8:30? And I'm like, no.
No, you can't.
I'm like, fucking.
That's why you got to tell them, like, hey, man, show's at 7:30. Can I come at 8? I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
Damn.
Mm.
But what if the off chance they do come at 7:30? Then I gotta fucking babysit them.
Then I think they can just, like, get seated.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Get seated.
Yeah, I don't have any other shows
Who's
going
to be on that
show? Oh, wait, no, I do have shows. What am I talking about?
You're talking about, dude. Come on now. What Broadway give you?
Yeah, let me pull it out. Hold on.
It's a bummer we didn't get on the same shows at Broadway.
I know. I really thought we were. He even said I could be on a bringer on a Fridays. Did he tell you that?
No.
Oh, no. I was just like, I don't want it.
I didn't. He didn't give me any bringers.
He's like, you can also do a bringer on Friday, on a Friday. And he's like, if you want. And he's like, I know you live in Connecticut. And I was like, how the fuck did he know I live in Connecticut?
He knows everything.
How did he know that?
He knows everyone.
I didn't talk about Connecticut at all.
He's like a Facebook creeper. He'll like go on and just like search everything.
Oh, that's right. That's probably why.
And just knows everything. Writes has no, like files on us all.
Good point. Yeah, so I'm on, so the Our House one in November, and then in December I got on the 2nd on my Broadway.
All right.
On their like 10 p.m. show.
Hell yeah.
December 3rd. I got an 11 p.m. spot at Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
I like it there. It's pretty chill. I don't like where we have to wait.
Right.
That little hallway. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait in like the stairwell or something.
Yeah, I agree. What else do I got? Yeah, then the 5th, I got another 11 p.m. spot at Greenwich Village. And then December 12th, 9:40 spot at Broadway.
You got the beginning of the month. I'm on the end of the month shows.
I wonder how you organize that.
I don't know, but I got the 17th. I'm on the 9 o'clock show, and then the 19th. He wanted to put me on the 17th, the 18th, the 19th. He goes, but I don't want to have you keep coming back and forth to New York. I know it's a drive. I'm like, I don't care. I was like, put me on whenever you want. I was like, anytime you want me to come, I'll be here. So he got me the 17th, no show the 18th, the 19th. I'm on the 9 o'clock and the 10 o'clock show. So I'm like, oh, I've never done like back-to-back shows like that. So I'm like, do I do the same jokes or do I try and switch them up? Like, that's something I got to figure out. And then I got the day before Christmas Eve.
Well, he said, come there with your best shit. He's like, don't do something you wrote on the way here. And I was like, yeah, see, I wasn't going to do that.
That's crazy, because when people say that to me, I usually make up jokes on stage.
Well, he says, I mean, that happens naturally.
Like my opener is always something I make up on the way to the show.
Really?
Yeah, because like I'll be driving, I'll see something, and I'm like, how can I make that relatable? Or like, I go like when I do a joke about playing hide and seek with my dad, and we've been playing since 1992, and you know he's the world champ. That's why he's not in my life, because he's still hiding. But it's like I was driving up to a show, and I'm like, I need an opener, and then that just popped into my head, and I used it, and it worked, and I was like, all right, and I just like put that away in like my opener drawer.
Oh, wow. You have an opener joke?
Yeah, I have so many random just, like, opening jokes. Sometimes I'll go and I'll make fun of the comedian who went before me. Or, like, I'll listen, like, especially if, like, the person who goes on before me has, like, a really awkward point in their set, I'll just, like, reference it.
I do that a little bit when I host, because you have to, like, you have to address.
Oh, yeah, if
things.
You're not making fun of people when you're hosting, you're a shitty host. Like, you need to get at them. Or, like, if someone gets on bad, yeah, here's your next comic. Just get off real quick.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
You're like, here goes Tom.
And you also, you can't be a dick either. You're like, that fucking blew.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that though, and sometimes it's really funny, especially if like the host and the person know each other. So like if you're hosting and I get on, you're well, now back to the good part of the show. Sorry, we had to do a charity event and let him go on stage or some shit.
That's mad funny, a charity event.
Dude, the show we did last night, it was just every kind of comedian was there. Like, there was something for everyone. I was the only minority there, though. So that was pretty weird.
Really?
But I love being the only minority on a show. Because as white people just love laughing at Hispanic jokes. Like, if they're making
fun
of... It's
like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, they, like, love it. Like,
for me, it's like I love making white people jokes, because even though I'm white, like I'm Hispanic, so I.
I get told that I don't make fun of white people enough.
That's weird.
And I was like, I don't make fun of white people at all. So now I wrote a joke about like, because I have a lot of new white friends doing comedy. Like I'm gonna catch it. Like I'm gonna catch the white, and I don't want to.
The great white.
The great white.
The white whale.
The great white. Just a great white comedy disease. Start looking over my shoulder before I say shit.
I feel like that's a growing trend. It's just continue to just make fun of white people. I feel like they're definitely the butt of this era's comedy.
Yeah, I think because now we're like, fuck it, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You did it to us for so long. Now it's our turn. But then it's funny because they're like, oh, you know what? That is kind of true. I do like butter in my rice. Like, really? That's, oh, you didn't know about? Is that not a Norwalk thing or a New York thing? Yeah, white people put butter in their rice. Just butter.
What?
Yeah, they don't season their rice. They just put butter in it.
I've never heard of that. Like, what kind of rice?
Like white rice with butter. Got you fucked up. You're going to think about that your whole drive to the city. Like, butter and rice?
But Asians don't always put stuff in their white rice.
Yeah, but they don't put butter on it either. I don't know. They're just weird.
Right, butter and rice. I mean, have you had it before?
No. It just sounds gross.
It probably slaps.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. It probably does. It's unseasoned rice and I don't know.
Well, just...
Like, can you imagine, like, Chinese food, white rice? And like
I hate the white rice.
All right, so you imagine that with like a like pat of butter. Just a pat of butter on it. Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
I'm just trying to like, I don't know. Like,
you have white family members. Someone in your family has eaten white rice and butter. They're from Wisconsin. Damn right they did.
Well, they don't even make fucking rice like that. They fucking eat like sausage and cheese.
Just cheese on everything? Yeah. Are there a lot of cheeseheads? A lot of Packer fans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mother's a Packers fan, and I was a Giants fan, but then I was like, Packers got a better fan base. Like,
oh, so you're a Packer fan now?
Yeah.
All right. At least you're not a Giants fan.
I was.
I'm sorry. What are you? You're doing better now.
Are you a Patriots fan?
No, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, duh. Oh.
My mom got that for me.
I like the Cowboys, though. Like, even as a Giants fan, I never got into, like, the Cowboys, Eagles, beefs. Like,
no, I don't
like those teams.
I just don't like the city of Philadelphia. Like, I have a big gripe with the city.
I love that city.
All right, here's my problem with Philadelphia. There's so many problems. So, they have so many great athletes that have come out of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson, Dr. J, Joel Embiid, etc., right? So, Donovan McNabb. So, then you got all these athletes that you should immortalize. But you decide to build a statue of Rocky Balboa, who's not even a real person. Like that. And then you boo Santa Claus and throw snowballs at him. You can't boo Santa Claus. Like, but how you looking booing
Philly
Santa Claus?
Philly didn't make the statue. The movie did.
No, I think it was the town, the city of Philadelphia. Like, we're going to commemorate Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa. And I'm like,
that can't be
but
true.
Dr. J can't get a statue, damn
I
it.
I thought that whole, they made the whole statue just so Mr. T could show up and start talking mad shit.
It's still there if that's the case. They never got rid of it.
I mean, what are they going to do?
Give it to Sylvester Stallone. He can put it in front of his house.
Yeah, I guess.
Not in like town square of Philadelphia. It's like the Liberty Bell, the love sign, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, it's right next to the library.
Like, it's so...
Right next to
yeah,
steps.
It's like, come on.
Well, I don't know. It was they had a whole Philly montage, and it ended with that library.
I guess.
He did a lot for that city, that fictional character.
Put Philly on the map, goddamn.
Yeah, he really did.
That sucks. Rocky Balboa is more famous than Meek Mills.
I wouldn't be surprised if Meek gets a statue one day.
Over Dr. J and Allen Iverson. Like, Allen Iverson should have a goddamn statue there.
He never won a championship.
All 4 feet of him. Yeah, but he also never had a team and still made it to the championship.
He was really
good. He did have Mutombo, though. He did have Mutombo. And he did break Jordan's ankles. That's one of my favorite video clips ever.
Yeah.
He broke the shit out of Jordan's ankles.
Allen Iverson was incredible.
Are you a big sports guy?
Not anymore. Now I'm like a huge dork.
What do you mean?
Like, I just, like, instead of watching sports, I just watch it like
Seinfeld.
No. like Star Wars, Marvel, Game of Thrones, like all that shit. Like,
I tried watching Game of Thrones. I got to season 7. I couldn't do season 8. It was terrible. But
you
it also
stopped so close to the finish
it also
line?
No, I started during season 8.
Oh, you started?
Yeah. Because I couldn't get past the first season. It's too much sibling fucking. It was real weird.
That's definitely, like, if you can't get past that,
yeah,
you're not going to watch the show.
Like, it was pretty cool. But then, like, season 8, like, I was hearing everybody talk. I was like, I'm not even going to bother watching this. Like, this is terrible.
My favorite thing is when people are, like, justify things that happen in the show. And they're like, that's how it was back then.
That was my problem. Like, oh, like, dude, he's fucking his sibling. Like, I'm like, I can't get behind them. They're like, but that's how it was back then. I'm like, yeah. You know what else was like that? Slavery. But that's not cool. Like, we're not sitting here going, well, you know, like, it's different. No, you can't. Well, it's not okay.
That, and it's set in a fictional universe.
It's like a sibling fucking.
Like, that's like, how it was back then. It'd be like, where?
When, where? When there were dragons? Back in the dragon times?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck. Yeah, they canceled the prequel or whatever.
One of them. They're still going forward with another one, I think. They had the pilot, and it just didn't go well, which kind of sucks, because I was very interested in it.
That was a... Which ones are going with? They're going with the Targaryen one, right?
Yeah.
Or is that the one that got canceled?
No, no, no. They're going with the Targaryen
one. Yeah, because wasn't the other one, like, about the Night King or something?
Yeah, that's the
one... I wanted to see that!
Right!
Because, like... So, it's, like, the first time the Night King was around, because it's, like, every 1,000 years. Yeah. So, like... Come on, man.
Yeah, it was... I really wanted to see it. It was really going to build on, like, the whole lore and build the universe a little bit more.
Are you a Lord of the Rings guy?
Yes.
I'm not.
See, I told you.
I never saw the last one. The Return of the King.
What?
Yeah, I saw the first two.
I'm pretty sure that movie won Best Picture.
Did it? I'll have to watch it. But I did see... I saw all the Hobbits. And I saw the Two Towers.
How do you see all the Hobbits?
Because I like the Hobbit ones.
Then you don't... What?
They were okay. Like, they weren't bad.
You got high two towers was, in the wrong places.
Two Towers was my favorite one.
That one was incredible.
But I didn't see Return of the King. I should probably see Return of the King.
Return of the King.
But then it's like, where am I going to have like 4 hours to watch this movie? Or is it like 3 hours?
It's three.
Where am I going to find 3 hours out of my day?
Actually, that's how I... measure hours of time. I'm like, dog, that's like 2 Lord of the Rings movies.
I'm a big Star Wars guy, though.
I love it.
I love Star Wars.
Oh, shit. He's got a Darth Maul tag.
Yeah, man. And I have Han Solo's blaster on my leg. And it says Han shot first.
Oh, wow.
But he really shot only. They just re-edited it to make Greedo look like he did some shit.
Yeah.
But if you watch the original cut, Han just blasts him. That's it.
Yeah.
No questions.
Just fucking...
Han, it's like, so it should just say Han shot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, are you excited for the new Star Wars movie?
I am. I've been watching... See, this is why I'm a Tory. I've been watching theory videos on YouTube for months.
Oh.
And, like, I've been listening to the leaks and everything. And
I don't like listening to leaks. I don't really like watching trailers. Like, I can't...
Some things I can't resist.
Like, I'm not... I haven't watched a trailer for Last Jedi yet.
Well, I mean, I was watching theory videos... Wait, you said you haven't watched Last Jedi yet?
No, not The Last Jedi. The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen any of those.
Okay,
no, so I've seen every Star Wars movie since Episode 1 in theaters, like, opening weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, did you get your tickets yet?
No, I didn't, but I'll probably buy them in a couple weeks. Like, when Force Awakens came out, my girl bought me tickets 6 months in advance. Oh, wow. And we were, like, dead center in the theater. We got the first showing. It was, like, 7 o'clock the day before.
I see why you're married.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. She buys me all this nerdy shit. Like, she went to the Disney store and bought me, like, this die-cast Captain Phasma that's, like, obnoxiously heavy.
Oh, wow.
I have a Boba Fett helmet out there.
What I don't get is, why'd they hype up Captain Phasma so much?
And then she did nothing.
All she does nothing. Is bitch at Finn.
She got by Finn. Like, that bitch got. But I don't know. She's going to be in the third one.
All she is to me is another white woman trying to keep the black man down. That's all Captain Phasma is.
And he had enough.
He had enough. And he finally slapped that bitch.
I did see like a still from the new one that showed Rey with a red lightsaber and like the gold eyes. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if that's real or fake or if they're fucking with
it. It was in the first trailer, and it was, like, the twist at the end of the trailer, and they never address it in any of the other trailers. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Oh, man.
Well, so the thing is, Carrie Fisher was supposed to be the big payoff at the end of the trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, she was supposed to be the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And that's why in The Last Jedi, she, like, force-pulled herself into the
ship. I hated that. God, I hate when she was flying.
I thought they should have just, like, had it right there.
There could have been so... You could have done anything else.
Like, they should have just killed her right there.
Right in that battle. Because that would have done... It would have set Carrie Fisher out like a beast going down with her ship. And then Kylo Ren's one of the greatest villains ever. He killed Princess Leia and Han Solo in one trilogy.
Yeah, and then you're setting him up like, yo, this dude's gotta be stopped.
It's gotta be. I don't think Luke's dead, though.
He's totally dead.
I don't think so, man. I think he forced...
back as a ghost.
I think he force projected. That's why he faded. Because he was, like, the ultimate Jedi at that point. He created a whole hologram of himself.
He faded into the Force. He's dead.
I don't know. I think he's going to pop up. I think the original story was like, we got to kill Luke. And then Carrie Fisher died. They said, fuck, Luke's not dead now. He's got to come back.
Ah, oh, man.
Oh. I think I was the only person in the theater hype when Han got killed. Because I was like, yeah, like, now you're a badass. Like, I started to hate Kylo in that first one. So I'm like, yo, you're a whiny little bitch. Then he killed Han. I went, my guy.
Like, what I hated about The Force Awakens, I was like, how the fuck do you let these guys build another Death Ball? It just doesn't make sense. Yeah,
like,
it's bigger?
They built, like, a whole planet. Nobody in the galaxy was keeping an eye on this?
How do you build a giant planet-sized space station in half the time it took to build the first Death Star from shattered remnants of the Empire? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, there's no continuity. But I feel like the first one was just, like, it was just A New Hope.
It was A New Hope 2.0.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was kind of, meh. I saw Rogue One. Rogue One was dope.
I love that one.
I love the way it ended going right into A New Hope. Like, that was the coolest thing. Like, when the tunnel was all dark and you just saw the red lights, everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah. Or, I actually highly enjoyed Solo.
I liked it. I liked the ending the most. Can't wait to see what they're going to do with Darth Maul.
I think they might bring him up in the Kenobi series.
Like, when you showed him again, I was like, yeah. Dude, if they do Kenobi...
Did you watch the cartoon Rebels?
Yeah, Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're dorks.
Yeah, we're super dorks. If they do the Kenobi story like Clone Wars and Rebels, I'm in. I want to see Ahsoka. I want to see Anakin. I want to see all that stuff.
I hope they bring Hayden Christensen in for...
Dude, I liked Hayden Christensen. In Attack of the Clones, he was kind of like, eh. Aside from that scene where he killed all the Tusken Raiders.
Oh, I love that.
Which, by the way, that's my fantasy football team every year. I name them the Tusken Raiders. That's how much of a dork I am.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious.
That's how much of a... And then my buddy, his is the Millennium Falcons.
I bought a shirt at Comic-Con. It says...
I've never been to a Comic-Con.
Oh, they're the best.
I know. I see them. I'm jealous. I want to go so bad.
You gotta do it.
I want to go to New York Comic-Con next year. You, like, should. No excuse. I'm going.
Do it. Do it. There's so much fun. Buy like, the whole weekend pass.
Yeah. That's what I think I'm going to do. Because, like, I'm regular at my job now, so I can take time off. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Do it. Yeah, what was it? I bought this shirt. I wish I wore it today. I was thinking about it, but I didn't wear it. It's this T-shirt. It's a... navy blue shirt with a picture of Samuel L. Jackson as Mace Windu, and it says Samuel L. Jackson in the Samuel Adams font and design.
Uh-huh.
And it says Samuel L. Jackson, I forget what the bottom says, but it's, and there's one part it says Jedi Patriot or something like that. It was mad funny.
Dude, it was so funny watching him in a movie where he doesn't say motherfucker.
Well, do you know,
like, that messed me up. Like,
Mace Windu was almost played by Tupac.
Really?
Yes. Tupac was actually a huge Star Wars fan.
I learned so much about Tupac as time goes on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have been okay with that.
I don't either.
Didn't it say Jedi life across his stomach instead of thug life?
Light side.
Light side. Just walk around holding L's. Yoda, can you feel me? Midichlorians. Oh, my
God. Feel the Force.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I wish Mace Windu would have dropped one motherfucker in that movie. Just one motherfucker.
Could you imagine?
I'm a Jedi motherfucker.
But to, like, only little Anakin.
Yeah. You're not a master motherfucker.
This motherfucker's too old. Can't be a Jedi.
Dude, Attack of the Clones, when he killed the Tusken Raiders, that was badass. But then when he went and killed all the younglings, I'm like, yo. Nobody talked about that.
Everyone talked about,
like,
that.
Like, it wasn't in the news, though. That's what I mean. Like, it wasn't all in the, like, Star Wars kills an entire school of children. Like, nobody cared. That would not fly now.
Well, it was off screen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was understood. Like, that little boy looked up and the saber turned on. And, like, imagine if they did that now.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie would be, like, banned in 14 countries.
I saw a picture of Hayden Christensen posing with that actor who was the child, like, like, just recently.
Yeah.
Well, he and Ian McDiarmid, the guy who plays the Emperor, were scheduled for some convention, and then, like, Disney shut it down.
Really?
Yeah, so they went to a children's hospital instead, ironically. Like, the guy known for... killing children. Younglings
and the guy who made him do it. I'm so glad they got the dude back. to play the Emperor.
Yeah, but then I'm like, well, how is he back? Is Anakin not the Chosen One? Was that whole sacrifice even
a sacrifice? I don't know. But then again, they did it with Darth Maul. Like, you thought he died when he got cut in half and dropped. And yeah, they bring him back in Rebels.
Killing Darth Maul wasn't also tied into bringing balance to the Force and all wasn't six movies.
Wasn't it, though? Because if Darth Maul never died, the Emperor wouldn't need a successor.
Yeah.
Because he had Dooku.
Well, Dooku was temporary, always.
Yeah. Dooku was just a body.
He always knew it was going to be Anakin. But
Darth Maul was the guy.
He was the guy.
If he hadn't died, then you would have Anakin versus Darth Maul as adults. I don't think Anakin would have switched to the dark side.
You know what's crazy to me is Count Dooku fucked up Obi-Wan within seconds each time.
And Anakin just wrecked him.
Right. That, but also... Obi-Wan fucked up all the other.
Yeah, he fucked up Grievous.
He fucked up Grievous. He fucked up Darth Maul. He fucked up Anakin.
Yeah,
who are all better than Count Dooku. Well, maybe not Grievous. I don't know, but like
I don't know. Greedo had 4 lightsabers. I think that just makes him better than everyone because he's spinning 4 at you at one time.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, you beat a robot, mind you. It was a robot with asthma, but you couldn't beat Dooku. And then when Anakin cut his head off, I was like, yeah, he's a bad guy. Like, that, he's a bad guy now. Like, that's a... He had no hands. Like, you did him dirty.
Yeah, you got fucked up.
What time do you have to head out to the city? It's 3:11 now.
Oh, yeah, I should get going.
All right, well, what's your... An Instagram, Twitter?
At PVR Comedy. Or Paul VR Comedy.
Paul VR Comedy.
Paul VR Comedy. That's my Instagram. All my comedy news and upcoming shows will be posted there.
And I'll put all your dates in the description and where they can follow you.
Yeah, yeah,
for and sure. Let's take over the comedy scene like our people caused a revolution.
Let's just not make it communist.
Yeah, let's just not. I don't know, the communists of comedy? No, it's got a good ring to it.
I'm not doing that.
I can't do it, but it's got a really nice Cuba Libre.
Yes.
That's it. All right, dude. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.